I've been told the mic is never close enough to my face to hear me, so a little clip-on mic here. If you want to turn over to Romans 12 now, we'll be there a lot. Persecution is something that every Christian deals with, and if you haven't already, you will. And if you never have, there's something wrong. The Bible actually says in Matthew 5:10 that those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness are blessed. So you should be glad if you're persecuted. Even more so because the next couple of verses say that because of your persecution, your reward in heaven is just that much greater. But what are we supposed to do when we're persecuted by someone? What are we supposed to do when our Christianity, when our spirituality is attacked? What's the right way of dealing with it? Well, Romans 12:20 talks about how to treat your enemies. The word enemy in this verse is actually a very specific word in the Greek language. It's the word echthros, which means one who opposes or attacks. This could also be used in a sporting sense. If you're wrestling against someone, he's your echthros, your opponent. Matthew 5:43 actually uses the exact same word when talking about your enemy. They're talking about the same type of person. But what is the sense of the word that's being used in Romans 12? Well, it's not necessarily physical. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood." It's more focused around morals or values. So it's an enemy that is attacking your spirituality. Could be anywhere. Do you have someone like that in your life? What's your response? Well, you can do two things. You can do what you want to do as a human being, what you instantly want to do. And you can do what God wants you to do. Not and, or, sorry. Human nature is what you would want to do. President John F. Kennedy said in one of his speeches, "Don't get mad, get even." Getting even, it's human nature, it's instinctive to do that kind of thing. When someone does you wrong, you want to get them right back. And in fact, this used to be the right thing to do. God told the Israelites, back in the time of Moses, you were to take an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. People still want to do that. It's what the world would do. But this was an Old Testament commandment. Hebrews 8:13 tells us that we have a newer, better covenant, and that the old one is obsolete. We don't need it. Romans 12:17 tells us not to do that anymore. It says not to avenge ourselves. Romans 12:21 even warns us that if we do avenge ourselves, we can be overcome by evil. Overcome by it, just by getting even. That's a huge consequence. You could lose your soul for that. So what's the right thing to do? Well, what does God want you to do? Romans 12:20 reads, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him drink. In doing so, you will pour hot coals on his head." Hot coals. That doesn't sound too nice. Well, there's a lot of purposes to doing this. Hot coals is a metaphor. It's not literal. And a kind of comical way of looking at this is you can see God's sense of humor. He knows how humans react to things. So, the hot coals being put on your enemy's head, is your enemy being utterly and completely confused about what's going on? And if you ever played a prank on someone, I think some of you have, you know that's the most hilarious thing ever to see. David Sproul knows about this. There he is. Recently, I pranked him in his office with his desk. And people who know David Sproul know that you don't mess with the man's desk. I would move one little thing a little bit in a very subtle way so that he would sit down and just in the back of his mind, it would just poke at him like, something's different here. I don't know what. I need to find out. This brings us to the serious purpose of this. They see that something's different here. They expect you to do what the world would do. They expect you to get even. But when you be kind to them in return, they're confused. They don't know what's going on. They're seeing that something's different about you. Romans 12:2 says, we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed. We're supposed to be different from this world. Romans 12:1, the verse right before it, says we are to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Holy. The word holy means to be set apart, to be special, different. And people in the world need to see this about us. Matthew 5:16 says, you're to shine your light to the world so that it will bring glory to God. And that really is our job, to bring glory to God. Amen. Also, that enemy could in turn become your brother. They get confused. Confusion makes you start thinking. Thinking makes you start trying to find answers. They see that something's different about you. They think, where's the one place that I know that they got this difference from? And they look here in the Bible. And in God's Word, they find truth. And in the truth, they can find the light. God's Word can turn your enemy into your brother. That's something amazing. That's a good reason to do what God says about this. It also has a peacemaking purpose. I'm so glad I said that right. Making peace between the two of you. If he becomes your brother, that definitely makes peace. But there's always the possibility that he doesn't pursue the answers, but he'll just walk away. You know, it takes two to tango. If you don't retaliate, they will quit. If you be nice to them, they'll not see any more fun in it, and they'll leave. Romans 12:18 tells us to, for however much it depends on us, be peacemakers. Don't make conflict, but make the peace. But wouldn't that mean they're getting away with it? Wouldn't that mean we're being wronged and we can't wrong them back, so we're just completely wronged? No. I'll tell you what God will do. What God does for his children. Romans 12:19 says it's not our job to retaliate, but to leave it to God. It says, for the Lord says, vengeance is mine and I will repay. Vengeance. In Greek, in this verse, it's the word ekdikesis, meaning revenge, referring to oneself. God is saying, this person has done something to me, so I have to repay, because it's me. God takes it personally when people persecute us. Matthew 25:40 says, whatever you do to the least of me, you do to me. Whatever people do to his children, whether good or bad, they do to him directly. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And then Romans 12:18 again tells us to be those peacemakers, to be those children. So, even when you think that you're being wronged and they're going to get away with it, they're not getting away with it. But that is not to be thought of maliciously or hatefully. It's not to be thought of as something you're going to say na-na-na-na-na at someone about. Matthew 5:44 says we're supposed to love our enemies as we are to love all people. So, God taking the vengeance is meant to be an assurance to us that, as Isaiah 45:21 says, God is just and righteous. So, we know what he wants us to do, and we know that we can trust him that it's the right thing to do. But do we? Do you trust him in what you should do in situations? Do you trust him that it's the right choice? Every Christian has some way to use what we've just talked about. Everyone of us experiences persecution in some way, somewhere, from someone. But that person who persecutes you, you're supposed to love them. Not that you should, but that you need to. It's a commandment. Romans 12:14 even says, we're supposed to pray for them and bless them, those that are our enemies. This can all be very difficult to do. It's something that I think most, if not all of us, always struggle with. What God has told us to do seems to completely contradict what we do naturally as humans. But God has told us that we need to grab hold of the instincts, grab hold of the emotions, and put them in submission and control them. And even redirect them to do God's will. God doesn't tell us to follow our hearts. He even tells us, 1 John 3:20, that he's above our hearts. He knows better than them. God tells us that we must love our enemies as we must love all people, unconditionally, no matter what they do. And even if our enemy comes and he's in need, we need to help them. Not just so that we can get back at them by seeing them all confused and puzzled, but so that the glory will be to God.